day is it today?
I read somewhere it's Tuesday.
It's just a regular Tuesday.
Tuesday?
It's Tuesday, right? So what are we doing today?
Well, I know what I'm doing today!
Party like it's Tuesday!
That's the lamest thing I've ever heard.
You think that's lame?
Well, obviously you haven't heard
a show.
There's more where that came from.
I don't know if I can take all the excitement.
Better get ready.
You better get ready.
Because it's showtime!
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Party like it's your birthday every day. Come on, people. If we've only got so many days on this big, big blue ball, this big blue marble, enjoy and fight for every single one of them. Hey, the poll questions today at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Yesterday's poll question, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you trust the DOJ to do an honest criminal investigation into Dr. Fauci? He's been referred for criminal investigation. 98% of those participating said no. Are you kidding? We don't really have trust in anything that's coming out of the DOJ right now. Look at the way they're handling everything from January 6th. All right, today's poll question, should any politician who votes to support gun control lose taxpayer-funded protection? Yes or no? Absolutely hell yes or no. All right, let's get into this talk and text 884-9910. I'll bring you something in just a moment. Right off the bat, though, let's check in with Casey. Hi, Casey. Thanks for being on the program.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Monica. I just wanted to raise some awareness. There is an event that's going on tomorrow evening. It begins at 5:30. That's in Carson City. And there has been a space that's been offered up very generously for the community to have a shared space for alternative education options. I think that as we move forward and begin to demand our rights concerning our children's options for schooling and what their curriculum contains, it's very important that we empower ourselves by doing what we can to force the school board to listen to the desires of the parents. I think that we've found that when we take the traditional routes that have been provided to us, we're really not seeing the results that we're asking for.
Exactly.
So, I'm very disappointed in that, and I would like to do anything that I can to encourage parents to empower themselves. This space has been offered. I also think that it's really important that when the school year begins, if there haven't been substantial acknowledgement of what it is that we are demanding as district parents, I think that we need to begin to take our power back by withdrawing our children from the school. And even if you're not ready to withdraw your child permanently or even just for a year, to just sort of go on strike and have a non-attendance time, because the schooling receives their funding based upon the attendance of your child.
Mm-hmm.
If we do not allow our children to attend school knowing that they're going to be pushing, you know, CRT, the SHARE program, masking our children, then the best thing that we can do is just to continue to take them home. I do realize that this is a hardship for people, but it's one that we are now very accustomed to enduring. And I think there are so many community resources. If we all come together and try to give each other places to care for the children so that we can all still perform all the additional roles that we still need to in our lives, we can really make an impact and force the district to listen to us.
So, okay, so we can start this off, right? What is the name of the program?
Well, this actually isn't an organized program per se currently. What it is a bunch of patriots, people who are homeschoolers, all of these type of people who have an interest in this coming together. A space has been offered up. It can be used for homeschooling, for, you know, we're trying to decide what, frankly, and that's what the meeting is about. So this Wednesday, the 28th, at 1803 North Carson in Carson City, There is a space that is located to the south of Grocery Outlet behind A to Zen. That's where the meeting will be. And we're all coming together to, you know, spitball and decide what it is that we can do to best utilize this space for the community needs.
So there was just as a note from one of the things that I'm reading here, just so people know the power behind this and how many people want to get involved. At the homeschool workshop in Reno, 50 people registered, okay? 200 people showed up. So in Carson City, there's room for about 100. So be sure to register and save your place first. How can people register?
Yes. Thank you for mentioning that, Monica. In order to register, you can RSVP by sending the last name of your party, as well as how many people will be in attendance, to admin@ischools.us. And that will ensure, you know, your ability to attend. Even if we reach capacity, please go ahead and email, even if you think that you've missed, you know, the time in which you would need to reserve your spot, because we can accumulate a list of people who are interested in, you know, making a splash. And the next time that we have an event, we can go ahead and email you and let you know that that's available, so that if you're not able to go this time, you know, there will be future events.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So where is the meeting tonight? I mean, tomorrow night.
Yes, it's tomorrow night, and it's at 1803 North Carson. That's in Carson City, and it's in a space that is south of Grocery Outlet, just behind A to Zen.
You know, it's interesting, Casey, that this is something that I think people are going to learn along the way, that we take second jobs. You know, we do, under the guise of for our children, you know, we go out and we work extra jobs and all of this. But when it comes down to it, what we should be doing for the children, isn't that getting them a great education?
That's exactly what we should be doing, Monica. You are spot on. And additionally, I think what we need to be doing is making sure that they are not receiving indoctrination. And, you know, to all of the people out there who may be hesitant to withdraw their children from school, maybe they're intimidated about homeschooling, maybe they just don't know how many options there are out there, how many you don't even necessarily need to pay for, or how many there are that are affordable. But the point is, even if you were to withdraw your child and your child sat at home, you know, reading a few books and making art projects, your child is not being indoctrinated. And so they're not digging a hole, so to speak. So even if you're staying at zero for this year's education process, you're not backtracking. Your child's not being taught, you know, bigoted theories through critical race theory, and they're not, you know, being deprived of oxygen and having their vital organs compromised. So it's just really important that we make sure we defend our children.
Well, and I think that's another thing that people haven't really looked at, is that when you do look into, you know, this type of group environment, homeschooling, that your children are also not being tracked by foreign governments now.
Exactly. There is such a vast amount of information that is being collected on our children at present. And that is really frightening. What will they be doing with this information going forward? There is a lot of evidence that psychological profiles are being accumulated. And, you know, I think that it is not too far-fetched to imagine that if somebody is building a psychological profile on you, it could be used to, you know, manipulate your perception of things, or, you know, who knows? Who knows? I just don't understand how it could be applied in a way that we would be happy to agree to.
So take away this one myth that I think people are or parents may be worried about the most, and that is, I have to quit my job and stay at home with my child all day for them to get an education.
It's absolutely not true. You know, do you have any friends who are able to stay home? Do you have anyone who has a schedule that's opposite yours? What it takes is community. It takes people coming together. You know, there are so many programs and options, and I know that we all have our small communities. And as we come together, people who are not interested in medical tyranny or in indoctrination in our schools, I think that we'll find that we have every resource we need. I think that even if you look at the wildfires as an example, you saw how well the community came together. It's unfortunate that that help was not, you know, respected or accepted. But the point is, the community is there. When there is a need, we just need to trust. Trust in your fellow man, and we can all come together and make sure that this tyranny does not advance.
All right. So it's tomorrow night. It's at 5:30, and you can send an email and RSVP at admin@iSchools.us. That's iSchools.us. Casey, thank you so much for joining me. And I really hope that I'm going to mention this again tomorrow as well. I hope people see the difference between taking control of their child's education and, well, just letting it be the same old in public schools.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining me. All right. Let's get a look at the roads. It's just so hard to contemplate all of this. We have teachers that leave the school system just to homeschool their own kids because they can't teach a great education in the school districts, in the school system, and definitely not here in the Washoe County school system. So just think about that. admin@iSchools.us. It's time to take control of your child's education.
This is not headline news. Kyle Richards from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills got stung multiple times in the face by bees. On the plus side, she won't need to pay for Botox this week. The director of the original Space Jam says LeBron James is not Michael Jordan. For instance, LeBron James can walk past a casino. A man in Arkansas with no arms is wanted for harassing women. They're hoping the judge doesn't give the guy a slap on the ankle. And today is A-Rod's 46th birthday, or as J-Lo knows it, Tuesday. This is not headline news.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada. Live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show, and what's going on in Northern Nevada literally right now is tonight, 5:30 in Carson City at Glen Eagles. It's Freedom Fest. I hope I see you there. It's only $30 for entry, and there'll be all kinds of great things going on. But let me tell you this. How about we do this? Since you know Glen Eagles is one of my favorite places. If you come tonight and you say, Monica, I was listening to you today, and I heard you talking about all this stuff, but I also heard you tell me if I was the first person to tell you that I was listening today, you'd give me a $50 gift card to Glen Eagles. Well, there's probably going to be about 200 people there tonight, but the first person that finds me and tells me that, well, you got a $50 gift card to that said place where you can go and have a fabulous meal. So, just having a little fun with you today. So as I have mentioned in the past, really over the past month or so, there have been six world leaders, not really world leaders, but, you know, officials, especially in Africa, that have spoken out about the vaccines. They know all about Bill Gates. They don't even want him in their countries. So, six leaders that have either been flat out assassinated or died mysteriously very young, they have all spoken out against the vaccine. This shot, the COVID shot. Well, they didn't get this guy. Because he has been saying nothing to worry about. Madagascar spurs COVID-19 vaccine in favor of herbal remedy. Wow, imagine that. Healthy body, healthy mind, healthy soul, all that good stuff. Six arrested as Madagascar president Andre Rajoelina survives assassination attempt. Can you put that in connection with what's going on? You speak out against the shot, the domination, and you're not going to live to see your next birthday. Just letting you know. Mig sent me this letter as we hear that masks are going back into the schools. Dear Washoe County School District trustees, there is no doubt that all the mask use propaganda, even with most of the country vaccinated and a virus with less than 0.5% death rate in my age group, is left-wing control tactics. I was born with certain unalienable, God-given rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unconstitutional Marxist left-wing control tactics are defying every single one of these. I know many people in the Washoe County School District community that would greatly appreciate if you stopped taking our freedoms with your extreme left-wing stances. You have proven your left-wing stance by passing racist and anti-American courses such as critical race theory and DEI. There are many states and districts that are not putting muzzles on their children's faces. I have proof of a COVID-19 vaccination and will not be wearing a mask in school. I do not care about any consequences linked to rebellion against your establishment of corrupt communist ways. I am a free American, with God and the Constitution on my side. Your first mistake was thinking this or that I was one of the sheep. He's 15. He has more guts at 15 than, well, just look at the sheeple. Thank you, Miguel. Wow. I'm against cloning, but if I were going to clone somebody, it would be you and the rest of your family. Because this is what we do. We stand up against this dystopian tyranny, this tyrannical government that thinks they know best, and they don't know squat. They've been pushing this for a year and a half now, and they're getting frustrated because the truth is coming out. Because of the media and paid-off corrupt politicians and officials, we don't get the immediate response. We don't get the immediate truth that we want. We have to wait. But thank goodness some people from the very beginning said, this is a scam. This is a plandemic. This is pushing the New World Order, the 2030 agenda. climate crisis, and we stuck to our guns. And more people are waking up.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. And that is, should any politician who votes to support gun control lose taxpayer-funded protection? Yesterday's poll question, also brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you trust the DOJ to do an honest criminal investigation into Dr. Fauci? He's been referred. He's gotten that referral for criminal investigation. 98% of those participating in the poll said no. Little quote for you today from H.L. Mencken. The aim of public education is not to spread enlightenment at all. It is simply to reduce as many individuals as possible to the same safe level. To breed and train a standardized citizenry to put down dissent and originality. The man died in January of 1956. This is how long it's been going on. Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Ken this morning. Ken wants to talk about the health department. Hi, Ken. Thanks for being on the program.
Well, good morning, Monica. Thank you for having me. The health department, a couple items, if you don't mind. But mainly the health department this morning. I was at the county commissioner's special meeting, and I asked the board to consider creating a commission or a committee for the county to review the interlocal agency agreements with the city of Reno and Sparks. This was brought up also by County Commissioner Lucy on the last health board meeting. Since it hasn't been, it's been since the 90s when it was reviewed last and created in the 80s. I believe that that Mr. Dick needs to, the health officer needs to be removed from office, and this is crucial for the county, because if they haven't looked at it this long, it should be reviewed at least every decade or every few years, which they haven't done. And I have gone through the NRS 439 and updated my copy of it, so I'm in the process of studying it. But I've also asked County Commissioner Chair Lucy to ask County Manager Brown to look into developing that, and then having each of the two cities do their own commission or committee, and then get together and redo the agreement, or consider redoing the agreement. I think this is it's necessary. I don't believe we should have a person in charge that isn't qualified to run our health department and dictate to us what we should and should not be doing health-wise. And also firing 10 physicians who and virologists that shouldn't have been fired as well. So the other thing is...
Yeah, I love how, we had an epidemiologist that was leading for years, and he's let go, and Kevin Dix put in there, and it's like, he's not qualified to run that department.
That's right, and and thank you for correcting me, the epidemiologist. The other thing is that the school board has been violating the open meeting laws for several months during the pandemic. One of them is they are required by state law to make sure that everybody is capable, that the public is able to enter and participate in any meetings that are available, that they put on. and which they have failed to do, as well as they're also required, I believe, to have an open public speaking at the beginning of the meeting and at the end of the meeting, which again they have not done, and they've crammed everybody into this little room, or tried to, at the school board office, and then also force people to sit out in scalding heat over the summer and in various weather patterns, which again is against the open meeting laws. People who go to speak need to start telling them. Oh, and that's the other thing. They interrupt they interrupt the speakers while they're during their 3 minutes of speaking, which is I can't find it just yet, but I would assume that that is also a violation of the open meeting laws, and people need to start speaking up in regards to that, as well as voicing their opinion about what's going to be coming up, which is the CRT, and letting them know that this is ridiculous. This is just a Marxist ploy to start getting our kids to accept Marxism. And also, I'd like to let everybody know I have a email address of nvesovr@gmail.com. I'd be happy to provide them information. Nevada is now a Marxist government, and if you're a Democrat, you are now a Marxist, whether you like it or not. And if you don't have to don't take my word for it. If you email me, I will send you the links and the information. You can research it for yourself and make that determination. But also, we have an office, the Marxists through the Democrat Socialists of America have established an office on Wells. They are doing it undercover because there is no sign on the building, and they are using another group's nonprofit group's office, and on one of the websites that I'll give you, you can read it for yourself and what their tactics are and the whole nine yards. And I'll be more than happy to email anybody that wants this information. Again, it's nvesovr@gmail.com. And I'll send it to you. But,
all right.
That's pretty much all I have for today is, trying to educate people, and hopefully the county commissioners will, they appear to have listened to me. It sounds like it's going to be on an agenda item in the in one of the county commissioner meetings. So,
well, that's the amazing thing right there, Ken, is just the fact that they listen to you. But I got to let you go. I've got other callers on the line, Ken, and thank you for being one of those warriors out there and doing what you do. All right, let's go back
to
the
talk. Same to you, and have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Ryan this morning. Wants to talk about schools. Hi, Ryan. Thanks for being here.
Welcome, Monica. The biggest thing is that I wouldn't be surprised if the WCSD tonight at their meeting passed the new mask mandate because of the CDC saying you have to wear a mask inside of schools. Now, you know how to stop this, and I know you're not going to like it, but it's simple. All the unvaccinated people get the vaccine because the Delta variant, the one that's very, very disastrous right now, is attacking more people that are not vaccinated compared to people that are vaccinated. If you're vaccinated, you get a simple cold. But if you're unvaccinated, you end up like you. You end up in the hospital. You end up on ventilators. And
Ryan, I don't know where you're getting your information, but I wound up in the hospital because I was not prescribed any medication like hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, anything to help me. And when I was in the hospital, I was not given anything to help me. I didn't get the Regeneron treatment until after I did my own research and found a doctor who would actually do the infusion for me. And now I feel great. I mean, this is, it's a game to get people vaccinated. Okay, so, well, Ryan had his say. So let's go to this email that I received. One question I have to ask myself is, why do they want me to get the vaccine so bad? I very rarely leave my house, so now I'm not exposing anybody to the virus, as they say in all this propaganda. They say I'm protecting everyone else. Well, how can that be? If you're protected from the vaccine, then why are you so worried about me? This is an untested, experimental shot that government officials who have been told to do this are doing everything within their power and without their power to get people to get this shot. People still haven't answered me yet as to why this state cannot have any type of lottery, raffles, anything like that. And yet, Governor Sisolak can use your taxpayer dollars. And if you don't think they're tracking it, well, obviously they are, because you don't even have to sign up for it. Because if you've been vaccinated, they already know. And if they already know that, then they also already know who hasn't been vaccinated. As we wait for the door knocks. As Governor Cuomo is pushing, we need to show up at these people's homes and literally drag them out someplace to get the shot. It's called your rights. It's called people who care about their citizenry being assassinated if they speak out against the shot. This is a bigger picture than just the school district here in Washoe County. This is a bigger issue than the Washoe Health Department, the state of Nevada. This is literally the state of humanity. And there are some pretty big crimes going on.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm very excited to let you know that tomorrow at 10:38, Dr. Stephen Dalton is going to be joining me from Forest View Medical Clinic. And we are going to be talking about the Regen Cove treatment that I received over the weekend and has me feeling so fabulous. As he taught me that if you've had COVID, guess what? You're not being treated for it, so it doesn't just go away. If you've had it, you're probably going to have it again, because it stays in your system and it festers. I always love that word, festers. I was a big fan of Addams Family. I don't like this type of festering, though. What's going on around the world is despicable and it's delusional. For people to think that they can control others and deny us our God-given rights. My body, my choice. So please, 10:38 tomorrow, Dr. Dalton will explain what's going on. So as I leave you today, I want to let you know that Representative Green, Gozier, Gohmert and Goetz. I don't know if it's just because their last names start with G or what, but all of these representatives, according to RSBN, the DOJ is not even letting them into their lobby. These are elected representatives. The government representatives who are representing we, the people. And they're being denied access to a federal government building because they're demanding answers? Yeah, we got some serious problems, including the fact that we are being censored everywhere we turn. So Twitter has decided to, well, suspend the accounts of people who want audits. Trump won Texas. But Texas is saying, you know what? Yeah, let's do a few audits and see if something hinky was going on. Audit War Room, Nevada, suspended. Audit War Room, Wisconsin, suspended. Audit War Room, Pennsylvania, suspended. Georgia, suspended. If it was an honest and fair election, then what's wrong with doing an audit? If the IRS comes to me and says, you know what, we're going to audit your taxes, do I get to throw a hissy fit and start spouting off and giving them the facts that, oh, you know what, I shouldn't even be paying taxes? Well, if you go back and, you know, read the Constitution. No. It's all about you and the control they have over you. I'm not going to be out of control tonight. I will be a very respectful, easygoing person because I will be at Glen Eagles for Freedom Fest tonight, starting at 5:30. Hope I see you out there. And if I do, if you're the first person to come up to me during the event, remember, first person, because I know I got a few listeners. First person says, hey, listen to you on the air today. You're going to get a $50 gift card to Glen Eagles that you can go back and use some other time. I hope you have a great night. Please give a prayer for all of those who are suffering right now through the fires, through the floods all around the world, through the mudslides, through the loss of life, the loss of their land, the loss of their ability to make a living, especially at the hands of their governments. It's the Monica Jay Show. Be blessed. You know I love you. And yeah, we are in this together.